Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
KTCK Dallas Fort Worth, KTDK Sanger, KPLX HD2 Fort Worth, a Cumulus station.
It's time for the emergency break of the week.
I'm looking at the run sheet, and that's what it says.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
I thought we were doing Children of God.
Do you not have a run sheet?
No.
There's one on your desk.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
You idiot.
1 minute, Mike. Come up with something good for 1 minute.
Now that's abrasive.
Let's keep this going.
What do you got? Fill this segment with 1 minute.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week.
Let's keep this going.
On The Little Ticket.
8 o'clock here on the Dunham and Miller Show. Time for the e-break. Brought to you by Just Brakes. We'll give you the candidates and you get the vote on them. 214-787-1310. First up is from that hard line, one of the voices you just heard, Corby Davidson. And I think it again raises the question, do they drink while on the air on that Hardline show? Because Corby's trying to bring you a live spot announcement, and I couldn't even tell you what product this is for about 30 seconds or so, because he gets the laughs.
All right, let's talk about the new you. What could possibly be the new you on this newest of years here in early January? If you're one of these guys who suffers from male pattern baldness... Or suffles from mayor... Good God.
Take two.
Shut up, Alexis.
Oh, good God almighty.
Who suffers from male pattern baldness, then you need to contact the Dallas Neograft Hair Restoration Center and maybe get a whole new you. Now, look, you can go shave your head and... Or maybe just... Do the comb over or whatever, but
I mean, that doesn't sound like the guy who just knocked down about 3 or 4.
Yes,
who's laughing at nothing really in particular and can't stop laughing. And that seems to happen a lot on that show. And I think they may be hitting the bottle or hitting something else. So there's Corby up for an emergency break of the week. Up next is Libby Evans Wright.
I can't believe you're going to wrong this woman like this, George.
Well, the same thing with Ron Maestri, whatever it was 7 years ago. She had a problem with the PA foldback feedback issue at the TCU celebration on Sunday. She's the representative from the Rose Bowl who had an awful time when she heard her own voice coming back to her about a second and a half later.
Also with me today are several of our executives. I'd like to introduce our executive director, Scott McKibben. Kevin Ash, our chief administrative officer.
Administrative off.
And also Mike Rick and CEO Kitty, who are both past presidents and on our football board.
Gosh.
All right, that's about enough of that.
That video, by the way, has almost gotten 10,000 hits on YouTube.
Oh, I bet.
And the funniest comment, I don't know how many people are going to enjoy this, but asking, is that Diane Rehm of NPR talking? If you listen, that's not kind of like Diane Rehm. I'm getting a bunch of blank looks in here.
I've heard her, and I don't know how she has a radio show. It's amazing.
Well, because she had a radio show before her voice was like that, and she's a good interviewer. But you need to hear her, George. She talks like this. Would you like to comment on that?
Paul Harvey. Good day.
I mean, you would listen to it, and you'd go, you'd roll your eyes at liberal NPR putting someone like that on the air.
All right, well, candidate number three is a member of this morning show, and this reminded us of a moment that happened years and years ago. This may have even been 10 years ago on this program when we had Fran Tarkenton on, and we were talking to him about That's Incredible, the show that he used to be on back in the 70s, and when that happened, Gordo said something in the background, which was really offensive.
About Kathy Crosby.
And Fran just heard a little bit of it, and it caused a really awkward moment. It's almost as if that was yesterday, because
we
had Tiger Woods on that show at age four.
Wow. Did you really?
Yeah, we did. We had him hitting golf balls into a net. I had him on my knee. ESPN has run that a lot, but we had some interesting things on that show for 5 years, and I really had a great time with John Davis. And Kathy Lee Crosby was our other host on that show.
Which?
Right.
What's that?
Yeah. That was quite a show.
That was,
that was very
show.
Popular back
well,
then.
Well, it was a fun show. It was kind of a crazy show, but it was a fun show.
What's that?
It was kind of fun.
That was a great show.
What's that? Huh? What?
What? Yeah.
Great show.
Bumper cars.
Well, the great Gordo did it again this week. We were trying to finish up our interview with Troy Aikman, had a nice talk with Troy, and then this happened. Oh, I do have one real quick one, too. Are you really hosting a Super Bowl party next or in a couple of weeks?
I think maybe what I've been hearing about something. I'm hosting a Verizon party at my house next Thursday night.
For, same here.
I'm really? Sorry. I can't imagine.
Oh.
I cannot imagine the fine talent so over
awkward.
The ticket not having an invite.
It's bumper cars.
Why did you have to claim that you were too? What's that?
Huh? Yeah.
Sorry.
What? Good right. enough.
Let's hear that one more time. Oh, I do have one real quick one, too. Are you really hosting a Super Bowl party next or in a couple of weeks?
I think maybe what I've been hearing about something. I'm hosting a Verizon party at my house next Thursday night.
For, same here.
I'm really? Sorry? I can't imagine. I cannot imagine the fine talent over at the ticket not having an invite.
Another gear grinding there from the great Gordo.
Who was more confused at that moment, Troy or the listener?
Probably Troy, because he didn't hear exactly what Gordo said and wondered.
Excuse me?
Just how bad it was. So is it Corby? Is it Libby Evans Wright? Or is it the great Gordo at 214-787-1310?
Not me, Troy.
No, that's on you.
I think it's more Troy.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
I'd like to vote for George Dunham's frothy underwear.
All right. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Yeah, I'd like to vote for George's butt.
All right. I'm telling you, we're going to take this away from you. We keep threatening, and one of these days we're going to do
it. You will not disenfranchise the voter.
Well,
I won't have that in America.
Tell them to vote correctly. I'm telling you, if we get one more right, I'm going to determine this vote.
They are allowed to have a write-in.
Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins?
I'd like to vote for Gordo and his coochie meat purse.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, there's at least a Gordo vote.
I believe it's called Gucci, by the way.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I want to vote.
Oh, okay, the Diane Rand vote.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
Where can I get that book?
God, that's a 10-year callback.
Stop.
Hi, you're on Ticket Radio.
I'd like to sniff George's gooch and vote Corby.
Okay, you did vote Corby. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, America's favorite radio station.
Yes, I'd like to go vote for the great Gordonist and a shout out to Bob Summers, who show Racism Week.
Oh, yeah, don't forget Racism Week.
When does that start up?
It's going to start next month, right after Race Week. It'll be on at 4 on Saturday.
Okay. Yeah, can we hear the first few moments of this upcoming episode?
See, this is one great thing about racism, I guess.
Okay, I think we've heard enough of the show.
He's going to do an hour on that?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, tell you all the good things about it.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, I just finished watching some funny videos, but I'd really like to vote for that old Grinch.
Okay, easy.
Huh. What is that?
That's the
yeah. What is that, George? What vote was that?
You marked one down.
You marked something down. What'd you?
Oh, I guess that maybe that is a Gordo vote. I voted for the TCU lady
because you think
why would she be an old?
Sorry,
gosh.
All right, that's a Gordo vote.
How is it a me vote?
Because he was watching and he referred to witch, what you called the That's Incredible Woman.
Yeah, but that wasn't mine. Mine was with Troy.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Can't vote for the Fran Tarkington one.
But that's so. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break? Wasn't that bad. Hi, you're
on. Okay, got it.
Come on, dude.
Wow.
Hi, you're on the ticket. It used to be America's favorite radio station.
Yeah, I just want to say, worst e-break ever. Good God. I mean, for real.
That may be one of the worst calls we've ever taken. Hi, you're on the ticket.
I enjoyed it.
I'd like to defer my vote to Tug Dunham.
Okay. Tug Dunham?
I thought he said Tad. Hi, you're on the ticket. Hello?
Yes, I would like to place a vote.
Go ahead.
I want to vote for John Cruz Pepsi.
Is anybody close?
TCU Lady has three, and so does the Great Gordo.
Back to the Diane.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Show.
I'd like to vote for that poor old woman with the feet.
Okay, thank you. Woman. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Feet?
Go ahead. Yes, I'd like to vote for Jakey Dawn's model.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
Junior Spank Spank's backdoor.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I'd like to vote for Gordon Keith.
Thank you.
Oh, man, we're in a showdown. Hi, you're on the ticket. Hello? Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I'd like to vote for Gordo, but I could have...
Ladies and gentlemen, we have us a winner.
Man, I think that this is... The P1s have not voted properly.
You won, okay? Just get over it.
Well, no, I'm pleased that I won, but I think that that woman is going to be audio that we're going to treasure for the next decade. Whereas mine isn't.
Well, that's why I think we ought to take the vote away from the P1. They screw it up every week. That's what I think.
By my count, George, your butt won this week.
See what I mean? That's ridiculous.
No, there was one or two that were for his underwear, not his butt.
Oh, okay.
It's so stupid.
And then there was a bloody one that we didn't get the end of. I don't know what was.
Yeah, your bomb flaps won this week, George.
No, they didn't. You did. Let's hear it. Oh, I do have one real quick one, too. Are you really hosting a Super Bowl party next or in a couple of weeks?
I think maybe what I've been hearing about something. I'm hosting a Verizon party at my house next Thursday night.
Same here.
I'm sorry. I cannot imagine the fine talent over at the ticket not have an invite.
Yeah. All right, how many is that for Gordo?
Don't dismiss Troy like that.
The arsonist is three behind you, Ja, for first place.
All right.